Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from three books in the Bible. First, out of the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, beginning of verse 9. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, and has not another to lift him up. And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. And then out of the book of 1 Samuel, a few verses out of chapter 18 and out of chapter 23. And Jonathan made a solemn pact with David because he loved him as he loved himself. Jonathan sealed the pact by taking off his robe and giving it to David, together with his tunic, sword, bow, and belt. One day, David received the news that Saul, King Saul, was on the way to search for him and kill him. Jonathan went to find David and encouraged him to stay strong in his faith in God. "Don't be afraid," Jonathan reassured him. "My father, Saul, will never find you. You are going to be the king of Israel, and I will be next to you, as my father Saul is well aware." So the two of them renewed their solemn pact before the Lord. And then finally, out of the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 13, we read this: "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." You know, one of the great stories of friendship is the one between Jonathan and David that we read a little bit of just a second ago, contained in the book of 1 Samuel. Jonathan was endowed with great mental ability, had high character, was very good looking, possessed a servant heart. And as the elder son of the current and first ever king of Israel, Saul, Jonathan was also next in line to be king, to take over for his dad, Saul, when he died or stepped down. And everyone in the kingdom knew that. Instead, God sent Samuel to select David to succeed Saul as the next king of Israel. And what was Jonathan's response to what could have been a pretty disappointing moment? Certainly not what you'd see today in the world around us. Maybe not even the way we would respond or feel about it. Jonathan's response, as we read, was to confirm his solemn pact of friendship with his best friend by stripping himself of all the symbols of the position of king: his robe, his tunic, sword, bow, and belt, and giving them all to David. And then we read, he intervened on David's behalf to protect David against the wrath of his father Saul, the current king of Israel, preventing Saul from killing David out of his jealousy for being removed by God from his position as king. Got a friend like that? Someone who stands for you against all others and helps you find the strength to go on when you can't find it within you? I hope you do. And let me suggest, if you do, you treat them well. You listen to them. You follow them. But more than that, you protect them. You're loyal to them. You lift them and bless them every day. There's a term that I like to use, which for me characterizes the type of friend I'm talking about, the kind of friends I hope I have some of, at least a handful of in my life, and the kind of friend I want to be for others. The term for that type of friend that I'm talking about, which you may have heard before, is a foxhole friend. Foxholes were holes dug in the ground during times of war when battles took place during the war, and they provided cover and protection for the soldiers that were engaged in that particular battle. The key was to dig the foxhole, not just big enough for yourself, but big enough for two or three or maybe even four soldiers. Big enough so that if several soldiers were in it, they could look out for each other. They could watch each other's back from different positions and different angles and directions as the enemy came or was coming, or from where enemy fire was coming. as it says in Ecclesiastes. And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. A foxhole friend describes the type of friend that we can count on, who will go to war with us and always has our back and our best interests at heart. Someone who, in the face of attacks from others, speaks up for us with courage rather than standing silent in fear. Civil rights leader who we sure could use again in our country and world today, I would think. Martin Luther King Jr. said this. He said, "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends." My friends, I never want it to be said about me that I was a silent friend, and neither would you or should you. Battles in life will come. Challenges will rise up before us. We will all face desperate times. People we thought were friends and who we thought cared about us will leave or walk by us at the very times we need them to stop and stay with us. But then there will be those who will come alongside and will stand with us, providing courage in those times where we can't find our own courage, and comfort us simply with their presence. Sometimes they might come from some family member or friends, coworkers, teammates, coaches, pastors, or others. You may see them often or only occasionally because maybe they live somewhere else. But in tragic and heartbreaking moments, true foxhole friends will be there to comfort us, to help us, but more importantly, to cry with us. In times of struggle, they will support us with their presence and their efforts, helping us to find our God-given abilities to be able to overcome what we are facing. They will be strong when we are weak. They know the strength and the light that we have inside of us and will remind us of that and draw it out of us to be able to move on in life. Foxhole friends know what we can usually do, and they'll help us to remember what that is and that we can do it again. You can trust a foxhole friend with anything in your life. The most important and private things about you are forever locked in their vault with no judgment or condemnation. They will confront us, though, in love when needed, always helping us to move on toward healing, toward forgiveness, to find peace, and to a better place, and helping us toward all we can be and all we were created to be. They're there when you feel like the hole that you're in couldn't be any deeper or darker, with enemy fire all around and seemingly no way out. They're the ones who call and come and jump in with you to help you out. And I had a couple of foxhole friends reach out to me the other day, lift me out, and put my feet back on a solid rock. There's an old saying that comes to mind. In prosperity, our friends know us. In adversity, we know our friends. A friend like Jonathan, who takes second place without jealousy and instead cheers loudly and sincerely as his friend David stands above him on the throne, taking what should be his spot. But it was David's, and Jonathan loved it. Maybe like we see in this story, Esther Kim had one dream. She wanted to represent the United States on the Olympic Taekwondo team for the Summer Olympics of the 27th Olympiad in Sydney, Australia. Since age 8, Esther had been training. It was in training that she met someone who'd become her best friend, Kay Poe. They trained together so hard and so long that it was no surprise to anybody else that they both qualified for the 2000 Olympic trials in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The surprise came when they were placed in the same competitive division. They'd never competed against each other, but now found their names in the same bracket. Eventually, they would find themselves on the same mat in the finals. One would win and go to Australia. The other would stay home. As if the moment needed more drama, Esther was aware of two other things that she was struggling with. First, her friend Kay had injured her leg in the match just before theirs. Kay could barely walk, much less compete. Because of the injury, Esther would easily be able to defeat her friend in their match. Kay's injury would get well soon, but for that match, she wouldn't be able to defeat Esther. But then there was a second thing that bothered Esther. Esther knew that Kay was the better fighter of the two of them. And if she took advantage of her temporarily injured friend, the better athlete would stay home. So what did Esther do? Well, as the two athletes stepped onto the mat for that finals match, Esther stepped up to Kay and bowed to her friend, now her opponent. Both knew the meaning of that gesture, because in that gesture, Esther forfeited the match and her place on the team to her friend. Kay Poe would make the squad. Esther considered the bigger cause and their friendship more important than her own desire to compete and to reach her dream. Got a friend like that? A friend that wants what is best for you, even if it's not good for them? Don't let them go. Jesus is the ultimate foxhole friend for each one of us. And we need to not only never let him go, but follow him. He came as a baby, which we'll celebrate again soon. And then he laid down his life for you and for me. No greater love, my friends. And he is our example of that kind of friend that we need to be to others. The ultimate foxhole friend. That's who we need to be. Let me leave you with this. Leslie Weatherhead, former pastor in London, England, tells the story about two soldiers in World War II, forever foxhole friends. When one was shot and couldn't get back to safety to cover, his buddy went out in the midst of enemy fire to get him against orders. He returned, himself though now mortally wounded, and his friend he carried on his back was dead. The officer who had ordered him not to go out was angry. "I told you not to go. Now I've lost both of you. It wasn't worth it." The dying man who had gone out to get his friend replied, "But it was worth it, sir. Because when I got to him, he said, 'Jim, I knew you'd come.'" Unlike what they faced on the battlefield, the conflicts and difficulties that we face may not always be life and death. But whatever the circumstances we face, wouldn't it be better to face whatever we faced with that kind of friend with us? A foxhole friend who will always come to us and will stay with us when and for as long as we need them. Embrace that kind of friend. Be that kind of friend. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for sending the ultimate foxhole friend as our example, a baby to a manger that we celebrate again in a few weeks. Only you could figure out doing it that way. Strange way to save the world, but you did it. And then that baby became a man and ultimately climbed on the cross and gave his life for us so that we might accept you and assure ourselves eternal life with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And by that example, might we be that foxhole friend for others. Help us, Lord, to be sensitive to those in our lives now who need that foxhole friend. Help us to be sensitive to those who you will bring in our path today and in days ahead who we don't know, who need a foxhole friend in their lives. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of knowing that you walk with us every day and every second, and help us to become and be that foxhole friend for others that your son was and is for us. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us. And thank you for your son, that ultimate foxhole friend for us all. And it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.